I'm Cynthia Ng, and thank you for joining me on another episode of Awani Review. Now, today we will be taking a closer look at the growing pet insurance segment. And joining me on the show today is Kevin and Michelle. They are the co-founders of Oyen Pet Insurance, which is a digital pet healthcare insurance startup from Malaysia. Thank you so much for having me at your office.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Can you tell us about the company a bit and the journey of starting a pet insurance startup in Malaysia, Kevin?
Sure. So Oyen is a digital insurance company, and we provide general insurance product like pet insurance, and also soon launching other products in Malaysia. We started Oyen in 2021, actually during the height of the pandemic. In fact, a lot of people were becoming new pet owners, a lot of them are first-time owners, so they don't really know the responsibility of being a pet owner. And one of the things that we realize is that vet bills can be very expensive. Mm-hmm. Because I have a family background in insurance, I was always looking for an opportunity to build a consumer insurance company, platform, and then I came across pets. What's really interesting with pet insurance is that actually it existed in Malaysia in 2010, but no one actually knew about it. And it's very different to launch a new insurance product compared to human insurance. It existed for hundreds of years, but pet insurance, it was something new. So Michelle and I both thought that let's build something together and help these pet owners to pay for their vet bills, and the rest is history. Since then, we've already provided about 100 million ringgit worth of pet insurance protection, and growing our business by about sixfold since 2021 to 2022.
Oh, that's great. If you can talk to us a bit more about, you know, why pet insurance, because you mentioned that this is not the first type of product that's been rolled out in Malaysia that's been done before, but what's different about Oyen and why a digital first approach to this service that you're offering?
Yeah, so when pet insurance was first launched in 2010, we thought it was really early and maybe the pet humanization element was not there yet. I think fast forward to 2020 and during the pandemic, a lot of people became pet owners to have a little accompaniment at home. And we saw the opportunity to use digital as a way to acquire our customers. From that experience, we actually learned that people needed a lot of education. I think similarly in the insurance space, a lot of people are still not very familiar mm-hmm. with like insurance jargon, and they are used to the traditional setting of insurance where you have to meet an agent. So we thought the beautiful intersectionality of like insurance, tech and pet could come together from both of our backgrounds, Kevin in insurance and tech, and then for me, tech and consumer businesses. And that's when we decided to launch pet insurance. And when we began, pet insurance wasn't even known to the target audience that we had. For example, like the younger, like millennials, and maybe like the late Gen Zs. So we had to use a lot of different types of mediums to reach out to them. The first one was definitely content. So if today you search about pet insurance or anything about pet health care in Malaysia, Oyen is probably the first search that you find on the internet. So that's where we slowly gain trust through education with our customers. And through that, we also learned that a lot of people didn't know much about insurance, and they learn about insurance for the first time through Oyen.
You mentioned something very important here, which is trust. And you know, insurance today, I believe Kevin can attest to that, that it has become an industry with a significant trust deficit due to rampant mis-selling or misinformation. So I wonder, how do you approach the challenge of building trust, especially with a relatively new product, pet insurance, that most Malaysians are not that familiar with?
Yeah, you know, when we built Oyen, we realized that we need to control the entire end-to-end experience of insurance. Today, a lot of people think about insurance through different channels, right? You have the channels with agents, you have channel with partners. But what was very important for us is we want to build a business direct to consumer at the start. And the reason is that we want to control what we are telling our customers and what the customers eventually get through their claims process. Insurance is one of the few products where you pay for it, you purchase it, but you hope never to use it. So for us, it was very important to have education as an emphasis in our experience. And that's the reason why our customers are having a great experience with us, because they never have this feeling where we are overselling. And I believe in, under-promise and over-deliver, and that's the experience that we've provided to our customers so far.
Can you talk to us a bit more about building a product that is direct to consumer? As you mentioned, insurance, traditionally you have agents to sell the product. I think what I'm trying to get at is how do you make it so simple and approachable, accessible to people that you can build that trust and be able, you know, just to sell them that product just over the internet?
Yeah, you see, you know, today if you think about insurance, immediately you imagine that friend of yours that gives you a call and said, "Do you want to have a coffee?" We don't do that. We think about the entire insurance journey as sort of like a funnel, right? There is the awareness, and then there's the education, and then there's the conversion. What we've been able to do successfully as well is in digitalizing the whole experience. We were just talking about this, Cynthia, before this session, that you got an email from us. And it may seem like it's written by an individual, well, it is, but we scale and personalize the experience of the marketing channels through our platforms, so that you don't have to have an agent talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of customers. Because sometimes the content gets diluted. Mm-hmm. So how do you ensure consistency in the messaging? And then at the same time, we are the same group of people that will help you manage the claims submission to the insurance company. So we know exactly what we've told you and what can be claimed and what cannot be claimed. And all this is through digitalization as well.
Right. Now, as a customer of Oyen, I've used this for over a year now. What I understand is when I sign up, I did not have to go through like a pre-medical checkup for my CAD. I do want to ask you about the partnership then, though, that you have with an incumbent insurance player, which is MSIG. How did you convince them to partake in a product like this when there is little check or prerequisite to signing up a customer, i.e. the pet?
Yeah, so with insurance, you know, it's this fascinating thing, right? Because one of the principles of insurance is that you have to provide full disclosure.
Yeah.
So I have to be honest with you, and then you have to be honest with me. That's having a lot of faith in humanity. But when you create a community like Oyen, and when you look at our marketing material, it's always about pet owners, pet parents. And when it comes to checks, we want to give people benefit of the doubt, right? We have an internal core value called like give trust, not doubt. And that's an important foundation for us, because when we build the sign-up experience, we know that 9 out of 10, maybe even 9.9 out of 10 customers are not out here to
lie
to us, mm-hmm. right? So having said that, we will also have enough check and balance. So although it seems seamless to you, but at the back end, there is a lot of work that goes behind it. The way we do digital, what we call KYP, Know Your Pet, we're able to validate the information on the vaccine card. Even when you submit a claim, we're also able to validate the information again. So our vet partners become very instrumental in making sure that we verify the claim and the legitimacy of the customer.
I do want to talk about claims, because that's usually the most cumbersome part if you were to, you know, make claims for your personal insurance. How fast is it for a claimant to get what they are owed?
So yeah, I mean, today Michelle can also talk about kind of how we digitalize it, but I'll just give some broad sort of principles on how we look at claims. You know, today the submission is all online, first of all. We have a platform that's easy to use, a click of a button, 3 steps. Within 2 or 3 minutes, you can submit a claim to us. When you work with traditional incumbent insurance, maybe sometimes you have a paper form, mm-hmm. and then you have to mail it to them, and then you email somebody that never really gets back to you. So we are always here to help customers process claims. What happens behind the scene is the whole validation process. So this is where we step in to help customers manage their expectations. Now, depending on the seasonality, of course, sometimes claims get paid within a week or two. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if it's a complex case, it may take up to 4 weeks. But I think what's the key here is that we make sure that we communicate with customers, because even some customers told us, "I don't mind if you reject our claim, but talk to me."
Right.
And I think the humanization, the empathy is what that is missing in the insurance industry today, and we are here to change that.
All right. I do want to get maybe Michelle's thoughts about, I'm curious, you know, what motivates Malaysians to get pet insurance in the first place, even though they are not familiar with the product. Who are the typical pet owners who buy Oyen's insurance, and what kind of coverage do they tend to look for?
I think our target audience is actually you, Cynthia. So based on our current customer demographic, I think quite a large percentage, about half, are rather young, so they are millennials, and a lot of them are female, actually. So they do think about, and this is something that's verified through information collected through surveys, women are more risk averse, right? They think more about risk. So when we do attend, and we do a lot of physical events, we go to roadshows, we go to exhibitions for pets, and we speak to a lot of owners, the ladies are always inquiring about pet insurance. They're the ones who know exactly what kind of illnesses that their pet may have. They're the ones who are so concerned about what they eat, like in terms of nutrition and all. So the vet bills part is where they are most concerned about, and that's where we talk a lot about. And that's why our product focuses a lot on the vet bills coverage, up to 8,000 ringgit a year for pet owners like yourself and probably me.
I think what stood out to me was that it's the ease of signing up, as well as it's a pretty low barrier of entry. And it makes sense, right? If you're a pet owner, you want the best for your pet. But what's interesting, I think, for Malaysia is because if you look at overall the pet insurance penetration rate, we are still relatively low. You know, for personal medical insurance, for instance, if I would look at 2020 data, Malaysia was only 54% covered. Compared to the global average, which is about 68-70. So I do wonder, you know, do you get people like who don't even have insurance for themselves, but they buy pet insurance for their pets?
Yes, in fact, I think a lot of our customers have not purchased insurance for themselves. In, last week, I was at the exhibition, and I was talking to this really young couple who had a four-month-old dog. So they already knew about us before they got their dog. And as soon as their dog crossed 3 months old, that's when they first they inquired about the insurance product. So they actually learned about us, read through the website in entirety, but they came to the exhibition to meet us. The first time they spoke to me, the boyfriend of the girl shared that he doesn't really trust insurance because of what he heard from his friends. Traditional processes, agents trying to upsell you, them trying to push you to buy the most expensive product. And he was very upfront. And a lot of the people that we meet at exhibitions are indeed like that. They share that they are afraid to buy insurance because they don't want to be upsold. But through that communication and conversation with us and our team, he was so convinced that not only did he buy, and they are quite young, not only did he buy an annual plan, he bought the middle plan, which is almost 700 ringgit for his four-month-old dog. And then he shared that he's never bought any insurance product for himself. And we do have a lot of people who walk past, I don't even have pet insurance. I don't even have health insurance for myself. Like, and you have insurance for your pets. So that's where we get to educate a lot of people about insurance. And then subsequently, that is what inspires us to think about more different products that can benefit this type of customers.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that data is also that the female are disproportionately more uninsured than men. And on the flip side, we have 3 out of 4 customers who are female. So I feel like there's something in our approach that resonates with them more, and trying to get these people out to be more educated, and hopefully we're doing the right things.
That's really fascinating. I mean, on one hand, insurance industry, like you said, have a bit of a bad reputation, but at the same time, you are kind of building something fresh, right? You have the opportunity to set the tone right, you know, to build credibility, to build trust. However, on the other hand, it's a very new market. You know, so how do you go about, you know, managing that challenge, you know, trying to build awareness among customers about something that is relatively new?
Yeah, so that's the reason why we picked pet insurance, actually, because if you look at the market or the players out there today, a lot of people are trying to do the same thing. They're either trying to be an aggregator, or they're trying to sell you car insurance, or they're trying to sell you personal accident insurance. No one focuses on the needs. But for us, we pick pet insurance because, number one, it resonates with a lot of younger people or millennials, actually more and more even older people. And number two, we can recreate the entire experience because no one's done it before. And we can rewrite the rule of what digital truly means and what best customer experience truly means, right? Like, all of us here in our team are pet owners. And the most important thing that we tell our team members here is that we need to have empathy. Because when people's pets get sick, it's a very challenging time, right? And we want to be there for them in the right way and communicate the right way. No other insurance companies think about it that way. You only receive like a rejection letter, and then you just got to deal with it.
I think at the heart of the insurance industry is how do you make the customer's journey more personal and also trustable. As a growing, you know, company, you know, how do you maintain that balance, trying to provide very personable service, yet at the same time to grow your customer base?
So for us, what's really important and, you know, something that we've learned over time building companies is building a playbook. And people come and go, right? Like a team member will come and go. But the most important thing is that we build something that can grow and scale over time. So when you look at personalization, maybe at the start we would have had to write each email to each customer. But when we scale with technology, and that is really when we can unlock both personalization and scalability and the experience. You know, Michelle can also share more about how technology actually help us to have the best customer service at an efficient cost as well.
So very impressive figures. So you started about 2.5 years ago, and now you have grown sixfold, right? Talk to us about, you know, what's most effective to you when it comes to marketing and customer acquisition.
I think when we began, because no one really knew about who we were, we had to go through the normal acquisition channels of like paid ads. So that's where people first know about, oh, actually pet insurance exists. And in fact, today, whenever we meet people, they say, I see your ads all the time. It's following me everywhere I go. So that's something that we continue to do till today, but we've toned down more on the paid ads because people already knew who we are. After which they land on the website, like a typical like marketing or customer acquisition journey. They read articles on our website about pet care. We have this like vet bill calculator on our website as well, and a vet directory, like all these interesting things that people can test out. They leave some information about themselves, for example, their email or like their pet name, their pet age, and that's where we get their information to send them emails or other like promotional materials for them to learn more about us. So emails is actually a very, very strong channel for us to convert customers because we have a fantastic team that writes amazing emails. Some of the emails get very, very high reply rates because we sometimes play the part of their pet. So it's as if your pet is calling you or emailing you, and people just feel the need to reply to that email from their pet.
Yeah, definitely, because I get emails and like it's addressed to Sunday, my cat, Sunday Taylor, the father's name. Yeah. So it always feels very personal, and I think that's the I think the beauty of, you know, going directly to your customer. You have that control. Going back to what I wanted to ask earlier, you mentioned a bit about technology, right? And how is it going to help grow your business even further? If you can share to us a bit about your plans.
Yeah, in terms of technology, we are always looking at technology from the perspective of how it can increase efficiency. And obviously for us as a direct-to-consumer brand, reduce costs so that we can pass more of these savings to customers. One of the interesting things that we do actually that is not so technology related is from all the cost savings that we get, we actually prepare like this little gift box for our customers and their pets, which I believe we've received as well. So that's something that no insurance company has ever done, like send a gift box to you as soon as you buy the insurance. But in terms of technology, we joke about how ChatGPT is our new employee in every single department that we have. So from product and engineering, like our product teams can easily use technology to help speed up the process of creating certain simple codes without having to trouble the engineers, because the engineers are focused on like building features. For the other teams, like for customer service, for marketing, helps us with refining our language so that we can speak to customers better and the way they want to be heard. So that's one way we're using newer technology like generative AI in order to help us with the processes, and so that the team can focus on the personal experience that we have to deliver to customers. So technology serves the scale, it serves the growth, and then we can continue to be personable in every experience with customers.
I do want to talk about the future of OYEN. How do you see OYEN evolving in the next few years? Talk to us about, you know, how do you plan to grow the business even more?
Sure. You know, we're super excited we've been very excited in the past couple of months actually. And that the reason is because, yes, we have done this 100 million ringgit milestone of pet protection, but we believe that we can grow even further to serve more insurance needs. So this period is when we were launching our mascot launch, or what we call the brand launch, where we are introducing OYEN, the insurance agent mascot. So I think some of our audience here can see there are some cute cats lying around, right, some real, some fake.
Some real.
I'll let you all decide which one is a real cat. But the idea is that insurance has always been this topic of being very serious. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jargons and taboo. And we feel like it's time that we introduce a character like OYEN the cat, to make insurance more approachable, friendlier, more engaging, more fun, more empathetic, so that it can reach out to more Malaysians. So we want to make insurance really inclusive, not just pet insurance, but all other insurance that serve consumers. So together with that, we have also launched OEN travel insurance.
So that's something new.
And we've just launched it at a brand launch event that we've done recently. And the idea is that a lot of our customers are coming to us and say, hey, you know, I love the approach that you've taken with insurance. It's so personal, and I wish my human insurance can do the same. Mm-hmm. So it's through talking to our customers that we've created this product, because a lot of customers say, you know, what if I'm traveling and then my pet gets sick? I want to travel back. Can I claim my insurance if my pet is sick? None of the other insurance companies take this into mm-hmm. consideration, but for us, it's important that our customer base cares for their pets, and pets are family members too. So we've literally worked with our insurance partner MSIG to codify pets as a family member in your insurance policy so that they can be recognized as a family member.
Is that something
too.
New for MSIG?
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, so it is with MSIG that we've worked with, because they're a very reliable partner and been working with us since day one. We are the first insurance partner and the only one that has this pet protection in mind. So I think moving forward, the idea is to always talk to our customers and understand their needs mm-hmm. and what they want. As we launch more insurance product that is personal, that has broad coverage, and is also unique, right? Because mm-hmm. no one else has this approach.
So does it mean that you might just venture out of pet then? Or is that something that you're looking at in the horizon?
Yeah, so I think the reality is that pet insurance will be our core. Mm-hmm. That's our origin story, and we are very committed to making sure that pet insurance is also accessible. There are millions of pet owners in Malaysia and the rest of the region, even more. So we think pet insurance is a way for us to launch and start something that is unique, and then grow and scale together with our audience of pet owner customers.
But right now, your focus is mostly in Malaysia still?
At the moment in Malaysia, but you know, we're open to opportunities where, number one, insurance penetration is also somewhere where Malaysia is. And the pet opportunity is also huge. So potentially within Southeast Asia, you have countries like Thailand, Singapore, and these are things that we're still considering.
All right. And how do you see the pet insurance industry evolving in the next couple of years, now that we have a bit more awareness about what it is about, and you know, how do you get into it?
So with pet insurance, the interesting thing is the penetration rate in Southeast Asia is, I think, close to zero. Yeah. We're one of the only largest ones in Southeast Asia. But when you look at countries like the UK, mm-hmm. pet insurance penetration is like 40%. In Norway, it's something like 60-70%. So there are room to grow. Right. And being the first, we can definitely build on our foundation and scale.
And do you think it's because there's still lack of awareness in this part of the world regarding pet insurance?
Definitely, awareness is a key. But the other component is pet humanization. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing more and more of that. And what pet humanization means is people treating their pets like humans and like their siblings or their children. When you see people bringing their pets on board, flying business class, and all these things. And we are seeing that becoming more and more in Malaysia. You see people bringing their strollers to the exhibitions. So with that really increasing, as well as the awareness that we're building, we are sure that pet insurance will have like very big adoption in the near future.
All right, that's fantastic. Now, in the final minute that we have, I do want to get your thoughts, you know, some of the lessons that you have learned building a startup in the middle of a pandemic. Can you share with us some of the insights that you have gained from your experience, and perhaps this could also be helpful to other startups that are in the insurtech space? Maybe both of you, maybe start with Kevin first.
Yeah, so, you know, to me, it's all about, I know it's a cliche, but like talking to your customers. And of course, what's unique for us is we have the customer, the human, and we have the pet, the customers. Of course, the pets are not gonna talk back to us. But for us, it's always important for us to go to them and talk to them. It's most growing startup, if not early startups, common mistakes is that you forget about your customer, and then you go on to do all these ambitious things, but you don't really talk to them about it. And that's the lesson we've learned as well, that sometimes they can tell you things that are right under your nose. Yeah. Or they can give you feedback that could effectively change the course or the direction of your business. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's the constant engagement with them. Every time we launch a product, we go to them, what do you think about this? we have sessions, you know, we have roundtable discussions, and we ask them like, okay, what do you think about this benefit? And some of them will just say, no, this is not something you should do. Yeah. Of course, we don't take all feedback and, you know, implement it. But I think it's always good to refer back to your users because they will help you, you know, they'll help you with your growth in the business.
Yeah, what about definitely.
You, Michelle, what's the most interesting experience that you've had so far in the past 2.5 years?
Honestly, it's seconding what Kevin said. I think there was an inflection point for us sometime last year where we were really focusing on optimizing the website. Like, oh, what else can we introduce as a feature to help customers convert better through the website? But someone told us, are you calling your customers? And he said, well, yeah, sort of. Like, we're calling some of them. And he said, no, you call all your customers. So that's when all of us picked up the phone. Even the engineers, like everyone in the company picked up the phone, called like a list of customers. And that's where the numbers really, really saw like a huge pickup. Because we started talking to them, understanding what they're looking for. And people are just very glad to hear from someone who comes from a fresh perspective. They don't only talk to us about insurance like a normal insurance company or insurance agent. We actually teach them about pet care during the conversations with them, and even in person when we are at exhibitions. So I think that is really the key, and that gives us a lot of insights about what's happening on the ground, not just numbers on the screen, but actual feedback and conversations with customers.
That's fantastic, and it's amazing what you have done, and best of luck with your future plans, both Kevin and Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Thank you.